Welcome to the Daryl Perry Podcast. On this episode, we're going to talk about why I am prioritizing men's mental health topics over all others on this podcast. It's become very apparent to me that we live in a very fast-paced world, and being a man of, that'll be 40 here in 4 months, ugh. I shouldn't say ugh because this is not what I thought heading into 40 would be like. It's actually not all that bad. But from a mental health standpoint, most of the guys in my age range were talking about childhood being, you know, 30 plus years ago. And it's just interesting how far the world has come when it comes to mental health and expressing emotions. And this isn't just unique to men. This is everybody. But I want to focus on the men's perspective, one, because it's who I am. And while I've noticed there's a number of men's mental health advocates that have popped up in communities, and there's a lot of people putting out similar messages to what I'm going to be doing. But the cool thing is that in something like this, you can't have too much information. And what you're really getting is somebody's perspective. So the way that I do this versus someone else, another guy or whoever, is going to be different. And I'm not sure when I'm going to start doing interviews. I will say, when I put the post up yesterday just saying how I'm going to be transitioning away from health and fitness as the main priority and going really into men's mental health, I already had some requests for interviews and to have folks on. So I will be getting those lined up eventually. But right now I'm just getting into a rhythm and routine of podcasting again. And I'd taken some time away from this, and I had really scaled back on the content that I was doing online. And a part of that was that I wanted to refocus or focus in different areas. And I'm going to be going through each of the topic areas that I listed on the podcast description. Very easy way to get a number of episodes together right off the bat. One, makes that easier for me. I'm a fan of that, by the way. But secondly, the first round of episodes here are really going to be kind of like mini trailers. Like, if you're coming to this podcast for this particular type of information, this is how much of it you can expect. This is where it's, this is how it's going to be presented. This is what a frequency might be. Those of you, though, that have followed me for any length of time know that I like to test and try things out. See what works and what doesn't. And just because something doesn't work right off the bat, doesn't mean that I won't come back to it. But likewise, if something works for a while and all of a sudden it's not, I will change things up. But, the underlining message will stay the same, which the main focus now is going to be men's mental health. And I will tell you, one thing I'm not going to do that I've done in the past is I'm not going to overextend myself. It's my mental health is something that I'm working on right now. I'm pretty open about the fact that I've been in therapy for a few months. I really enjoy the therapist that I work with. We've got a really good rapport, and a great back and forth. So I will be tying a lot of things back to that central message that you should be, that you should be in therapy. I think if you can utilize that as a tool, I was very much, I wasn't against it. I caught myself in a podcast, podcast episodes. I would say it all the time. I had this situation in my 20s where I should have gone, man, really worked with a therapist, and I went with an evaluation, and I decided not to do it after that evaluation. And I was just going to figure things out on my own. And what it really did is it took me a number of years to get to a place that I thought that I was pretty comfortable with. But even then, I think I would have figured things out sooner had I been working with a licensed professional. I also think that there were tools, well, sub-tools, because I think therapy in itself is a tool, but there were little sub-tools that I didn't, I didn't have a chance to utilize because I didn't go through therapy. So eventually, kind of the way things are this year, I was looking at the situation I'm in. I'm like, I always say that people should use and go to therapy, and I never did. So I was like, go to therapy. So I started doing that. So I will tie some things back to that. But I've noticed with a lot of the guys within my age range, we weren't taught how to express emotions. There's a lot of stereotypes, right? And molds that we're supposed to fit in. And all this stuff, the first episode I'm saying this goes for people. Yes, there are gender stereotypes. There's also age stereotypes. There's just like all kinds of stereotypes, right? And background stereotypes, like just all kinds of stuff. But just when we talk about it here, I am going to focus mostly on men's mental health. So, but this first one, I'm like, it's inclusive for everybody. And I hope anyone that, if you're listening to this and, you're not a guy, I hope that you get something out of this too. If you get something out of it, awesome. If you want to share it with some folks that you know, awesome. A lot of this is going to be my personal experience, both just kind of going through things in the past, what has come out of conversations that I've had with people, anything that comes out of my that is kind of inspired by a chat that I will have with my counselor, with my therapist, will be like extremely watered down. You're never going to confuse anything that I say with any kind of like qualified medical advice. This is just my opinion and my perspective. And I'm somebody that, again, is coming up on 40. And I paused there for a minute because I'm seeing this thing now where instead of saying like years, people are like level 40, like we're in a RPG game or something. But these are my experiences and these are my it's my point of view. And I will bring guys on to talk about it. I've done podcasts with gentlemen in the past on stuff around this. A lot of folks that are tied into the fitness and weight loss space. And I will get to an episode on kind of what my take is for health and fitness and your level fitness and the YLF community and all that. And but I will let you guys know early on, because a lot of you came to this podcast because of that. It's not going away, but if you have followed me again for any length of time, you know that I have multiple things that I'm typically into. And whereas your level fitness was at the top, it was either like in a tie for something or at the very tippy top for the longest time. It's not going to be like that anymore. All the stuff with YLF is still there. It's just, I haven't necessarily figured out how I'm going to work it in, but I want to be straightforward and honest with you guys. Like, it's not going away. I can tell you that, coaching is still there, but coaching is referral only. I pick and choose who I'm going to work with, and it's based on, what they need. If it's something that I can help them help themselves or whatever, if there's an established rapport there, I'm very selective about who I work with now. So, as far as that, but the coaching is still there, but the underlying message is there. And I still hope, anybody that's coming to my content for help with health and fitness, I have a ton of information that lives all over that can help you structure how to build your health and fitness plan program and build something around your preferences and something that you can scale up on. Big thing is you can always put my name into either Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and like whatever topic you're looking for, there's probably going to be multiple episodes that come up. So that's there. So the fitness stuff's still going to be there. We'll talk a little bit more about that, but men's mental health is going to be the main focus here. And I think for me long-term, it's what I'm passionate about building something around. And I do use that word, right? The buzzword of passion. So what you're going to get is I'm ultimately in the early phases of figuring out how I'm going to build a platform, a community, and we'll even say a movement around men's mental health. Again, I'm not the first person to do this. So I've actually been researching a lot of this, kind of seeing what other folks are doing, but going back to what I've learned from my time of putting together Your Level Fitness and how to build a community on that. So there's going to be no mistake about it. This is going to have my fingerprints all over it. But I'm also open to learning, because like the thing with health and fitness, I had a lot, prior knowledge before I of the fitness industry and experience before I ever got into anything like this. This is brand new to me. So in addition to the stuff that I'm doing as far as therapy and counseling and having conversations with other, you know, with guys, not just in the health and fitness space either, because I really do want to branch out, because I want to get people's perspectives. I think everybody brings value to this, and just getting different perspectives is going to be super helpful. So I'm excited, because I'm looking at this from not only kind of the architect point of view, like I'm going to build something around this, but also from the student point of view. I've got a lot of learning that I'm going to be doing with this as well. So I'm very excited about this. This is a long-term thing that I'm working on. But basically what I'm telling you is the main focus of the podcast right now is going to be around men's mental health. There's going to be all kinds of little sub topics that end up coming off of that. And we're actually going to talk about some of them, because even though they're subs, they're still going to be super, super important. Because I think everything right now, everything that we see, again, for everybody, not just guys, but we're going to focus on guys here, but everything we see comes back to our mental health. And it's just the world moves so fast. And honestly, I feel like a lot of us, we're not equipped to handle the mental stressors, even in the world we grew up in, which if you're talking about, for me, that's like late 80s and into the 90s, we weren't necessarily equipped to handle our emotions back then. You amp up the speed at which everything goes to now, and we're just like trying to figure it out for ourselves, trying to figure it out for, like, you know, our kids. Like there's all kinds of stuff there. So, but I think there's going to be a huge opportunity, and I think we're going to be able to do a ton of good with this. I'm trying to let you guys know, one, what to expect from a content perspective, but I'm going to give you kind of like the stuff that I've been thinking about and where I'm thinking all of this is going to lead to. Now, there's going to be things that change along the way. I always have a ton of things that I want to try out, and a lot of those, when you try them out, you learn from them. And a lot of times when you learn, it's not that you're going to continue doing it, because things never kind of go the way that you plan them to. Sometimes they actually end up going better right off the bat. You make some minor adjustments and you keep pushing forward. But oftentimes you try some things. They don't necessarily work in the way that you thought. You learn from them, apply it, not only in that area, but other areas as well. So we're going to see kind of where all this goes. But I am really excited. I thank you for hanging on and continuing, you know, to support this podcast. We're changing the focus. The fitness stuff's still going to be there. Again, I will be doing another podcast episode this week where we will kind of cover, how I'm going to stay on top of like the weight loss industry, the diet industry, because there's still, believe me, there's still a lot of work that can be done there. And I think with the message, the underlying message, which hasn't changed all that much, that I have around health, fitness, body image and all that stuff, I think we can still do some good there. But the main focus right now is going to be men's mental health, and there's going to be some offshoots from that. So I'm super, super excited for you to jump into this with me. So any thoughts that you have, definitely let me know. Again, my Instagram handle is different. My main one is now, and that is actually at Daryl T. Perry. So it's at DarylTPerry on Instagram. On TikTok and Twitter, I'm at Daryl Perry. The website, although I haven't put as much on the site yet, is darylperry.com. So I'm still working on that, but it is there. If you want to check out the incomplete version of the website, I've had that URL and I've done a number of things with that at different times. But yeah, that's going to be the main website that we have. But when I say we, because like, you know, you're listening, you're going to be going on with this. So you're going to be helping spread this message. I appreciate the continued support. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.